radio check.
4 MMF, I missed your call sign, but I can hear you.
One more time, I'm trying to adjust my antenna here.
This is KN4 MMF. You're coming through pretty clear over here.
So much, sir. Thanks for the radio check. All right, KI4 DTY, I'm clear.
KN4 MMF, clear.
K4 RM mobile.
KN4 MMF, you hear?
KN4 MMF, I think it was. This is K4 RM mobile. Name is Fred. How are you?
4 MMF, I'm good. How are you?
What is your name?
Muzza.
Nice to meet you, Muzza. I don't think we've talked before. My name is Fred, and I'm just out running a couple of errands. What are you up to today?
I'm with my dad's radio out here in my backyard.
Dad is I am too. Call and name.
I'm using his call.
Well, very good. You ought to, you sound like you're old enough to study and get your license, so you ought to pursue it. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, glad to see some spring-like weather.
It's sunny today.
You were in, able to get a lot of stuff done outside, so I'm sure your dad did as well.
Okay, did Fred.
I live near the town of Piedmont, South Carolina, but right now I'm mobile on Highway 88 between Pendleton and Piedmont. I'm headed back towards my home. Over. I'm in. Is. Nice little place. Just to hop and a skip down the road from Fountain Inn is Gray Court. I've got family and friends in Gray Court. If you're not careful, blink your eyes, you might miss it. So you need to talk your dad into letting you get your license so you can have your own call sign.
Sir.
Good talk to you. You have a good rest of the day, and say hello to your dad, and look forward to talking to you later. This is K4 RM Mobile. Fred, I'll be clear.
Have a good day.
RM Mobile, N0, FMD, that's Nancy, 0, Foxtrot, Mary, Delta.
FMD, this is K4 RM Mobile, good afternoon.
Soon, sir, I heard you mention you're headed home and your home's in Piedmont. I'm also located in Piedmont, over.
Few hams in the Piedmont area. I don't live in the town proper, but my address is Piedmont. I live out near the intersection of Highway 86 and Highway 81 near Wren High School. Over.
Yeah, I'm located just behind the Budweiser facility on virtually 86 and I-85.
It is. I'm not, where I live is about probably less than 3 miles from there.
Good. Nice to make your acquaintance. The name here is Steve.
I don't believe we've talked before. With a zero call, I assume you come from the middle part of the country. Over.
Yeah, pretty much. Out here from Colorado, moved out here about 3 years ago.
Roger. Well, that's a pretty fair piece. What brought you here?
Son-in-law and the grandson.
Very good, Steve. Yeah, I know right there where the Budweiser plant is. Are you off of that little road that turns down beside it? I think it's Secondary Highway 17.
In fact, we're right off of Quezon Road. It snakes right behind the Budweiser plant. Connects 86 to Highway 17 there.
Familiar with it. Well, good deal. Do you do much HF, or do you mostly stay on the repeaters?
Mostly 2 meter and 70 centimeter.
I spend most of my time on the HF bands. I enjoy DXing and a little bit of contesting, and like to work some of the digital modes. I worked some FT8 earlier today, but I don't get on the 2 meters, on the repeaters a whole lot, but I have most of the 2 meter repeaters in the area programmed in my radio, also the 70 centimeter repeaters programmed in, so every once in a while when I'm riding along, I'll turn the radio on and throw out my call sign and strike up a conversation with somebody.
Very good. Yeah, my rig's located in my shop beside the house. So I only turn it on when I'm out here puttering with the vehicles or with the tractor or, you know, puttering around in the shop. Otherwise, if I'm in the house, I don't really have a rig for in the house. So pretty much just out here in the shop. Over.
Stan, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Are you retired or you work for yourself or what?
I'm retired. I've been retired, let's see, about 12 years now, and enjoying every minute of it.
Looking forward to it. I'm actually eligible to retire right now, but I'm trying to work just a little bit longer till I get some things in place. But, you know, with this economy, who knows what.
Understand that. No, I took advantage of an early retirement package when it came available and haven't regretted a minute of it. Did that when we were still out in Colorado. And then, like I say, we moved out here about 3 years ago. In fact, it'll be 3 years next month. So enjoying the change in seasons and the earlier growing season out here, which is nice, and warmer weather, certainly in the wintertime.
A lot of people come to this part of the country for that. I hear change of season mentioned quite a bit. And the fact that the climate is milder. We get some cold weather here, but not like places where you came from.
It's shoveling the snow at all. I've got 2 snow shovels that we transported out here from Colorado. I don't know why. I suppose if I keep them in the shop, maybe that'll keep the snow from accumulating quite so much. So, yeah, we're definitely enjoying the milder winters. Our house in Colorado was right at 6,700 feet, so a bit of an elevation change difference, and enjoying the lack of wind. That was the other thing that really struck us once we moved out here was how much calmer it is.
Yeah, understood. Well, as you know, we don't get a lot of snow here. Now, we do have a place up in the mountains of western North Carolina, and we were up there this past January. In fact, it was the Martin Luther King holiday weekend, and we got snow up there, almost 12 inches. That's unusual even for there. But that was one snow enough for me a year, and even that was too much, but it was nice. And we, you know, usually we get an inch, maybe 2 inches, 3 inches, if we get any at all.
Radio 4 WWZ listening.
4 WWZ, welcome. N0 FMD for ID.
0 Foxtrot Delta, good to meet you. What's your name?
Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo.
And here is Chan, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November. Nice to meet you, Steve.
Are you still in there?
Yo, Chandler. This is Fred. We've talked before. I just pulled up at the house with my dinner that I went and picked up, so I'll leave you guys to...
Have a good evening, sir. Enjoy that dinner. And 73, Zen 0 FMD.
K4RM WWZ.
Something happened and my radio cut off, but talk to you guys later. K4RM Mobile out.
For WWZ and 0FMD, how's my radio hitting the repeater? Is it in full quieting?
Pretty loud and clear. You got a little bit of noise in the background, but that's really not affecting your ability to hit the repeater at all. You sound really good.
Hey Chandler, where are you located?
She's easily South Carolina.
Lee?
Correct.
Now, our daughter and son-in-law and grandson live that direction from here. They're in Powdersville, kind of towards Easley there.
Good, that's good. What's your TTH?
Outside of Piedmont, if you know where the intersection of Highway Interstate 85 and Highway 86 is, we're just behind the Budweiser distributor facility there, just off of, just out of Piedmont. There, our mailing address is actually Piedmont. Go ahead.
That's pretty cool, man. So, I would say Piedmont's down toward the Midlands, right?
Didn't quite catch that. Can you repeat that again, please?
I said, that's pretty cool. So you're in Piedmont. That's down toward the Nigman area, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's correct.
That? How long have you been at hand, Steve?
License, my first license, tech license, in 1970. So, what is that, 52 years?
Would be about right.
Well, Chandler?
I got my tech license about a few months ago, toward the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I started out with a tech license, and then upgraded to general. Oh, I don't know, probably 15, 20 years ago, and been there ever since.
You never thought about getting your extra?
I have. I've thought about it, and I've come to my senses.
What's that supposed to mean?
But, the time it would take for me to study, I've got other things, other irons in the fire, but never know. I might give it a try someday.
Wouldn't be a bad idea, especially if you want to have HF privileges like I do. I'd love to have HF privileges.
Another station breaking in there?
Another station, go ahead.
Nothing heard. I've tinkered with the idea of upgrading and getting on HF, but of course that requires me upgrading radios and that sort of thing, so someday I kick it around every once in a while, and then I decide, well, like I say, I've got too many other things in the fire, but you never know, someday it might happen. N0FMD.
Pat, I'm pretty interested in CW Morse code. I know with my tech license, I can transmit in Morse code on all the HF bands, so I'd really like to figure out how to do and learn and understand Morse code.
My tech license, it was required at 5 words a minute, and I haven't done Morse code since, so that was not one of those things that I seem to have a an aptitude for. I suppose a person can gain that over time, but not so much interested in the CW part, more in the phone part, I think.
after that, well, Mr. Steve, I'm going to have to sign off here and get back in the house and get back to what I was doing. I was out here letting my dogs run around the front yard for a minute, too. So, this is KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on your final. Thank you for talking with me.
Sir, very good. Nice to meet you. Have a great evening. And we'll probably hear you again the next time I'm out in the shop. N0FMD.